from the advertising media capital of the world, New Milford, Connecticut, wherever that is. This is Mostly Marketing with Matt Wilson.
Ah, yes. Hello, everybody. Welcome to Mostly Marketing with Matt Wilson, a live version, a live edition, which I'm fine with, man. I'm an old radio guy. Podcasting used to be called radio back in the day, and so I'm okay with live. It don't bother me. Welcome. Good Monday morning to you. Today's big day, Eclipse Day. Eclipse Day. I'm in the Northeast, so we've got 92.5% totality where I live. Very excited about that. Mostly Marketing also, by the way, presented by Silverback Advertising. We're going to talk about being in market for a car today. And joining me now on the podcast is my right-hand man, my guy, programmatic specialist at Silverback Advertising, John Costanza, on the program. Good morning, John. John sporting the Eclipse glasses already, John.
Ready to go? Prepared to see this 90.7% totality here in Stony Brook.
Can you see me though? Those glasses look like they're opaque.
They are making me slightly nauseous. I can see nothing but black. I'm not really sure how they're going to work out during the eclipse, thinking this might be a conspiracy theory.
Oh, you think the glasses are microchipped by the government to track your every move?
Could perhaps be a government conspiracy along with the earthquake that we had last.
Yeah, that's
week.
Also, yes, I've heard that that's a conspiracy as well.
I have been reading some of those theories and seeing the TikToks, and, you know, really looks like a piece of tinfoil. Not really sure what these are going to do or how I'm going to be able to see the eclipse with them.
I think the government is sending rays. There's not really an eclipse. It's a government plane sending rays down through the sky, and those glasses absorb them into your brain. And then you just do, you automatically, whatever the government wants you to do. I'm pretty sure that's what's happening. That's what Bill Gates says anyway, so.
That could be the newest form of election fraud, from what I've heard.
All right. So we're here today because we were having a discussion this morning about we're trying to make you in market for a car.
Yep.
For a couple of reasons. We think it would be cool to have you go through the in-market process in terms of hearing from dealerships and what that process is like and where it's easy and where there's friction, but also on the marketing side, see what kind of ads you're served and through what, whether it's social or programmatic or direct mail, direct email, like conquest email, whatever it is. We're looking to see how you're in market and how it is affecting you. And our conversation this morning, I was like, oh my God, we have to have this conversation in front of all of my listeners. These 10 people who listen need to know what you and I were talking about this morning. So
that's why we're here. Due to your large following and local celebrity status, it's a lot of pressure coming on a live stream here with you.
Yeah, well, you know, I just try to make people feel comfortable, so it's okay.
Yeah,
don't worry about it. We'll get through it together.
A couple million on this stream, but, you know. Yeah.
So we're trying to find out what it's going to be like, your car buying process. At the end of this, by the way, you're going to need to actually buy this car in order for this process to work so we can see what the post-purchase process is like. So we need you to go ahead and purchase this vehicle when it's all over.
Well, I did hear from our president and founder, Jeff Kosser, that he would be donating me $80,000 for this experiment.
Oh, perfect.
Learning so that I could go ahead and purchase this AT4 that I'm trying to be in market for. So seems like he's on board for the science of this.
So what is the vehicle and how did you go about trying to make yourself in market?
So I went on GM's Tier 1 website and I built a custom Sierra 2500 AT4. With the 6.6 Duramax. And then upon completion of building the vehicle, I filled out the trade-in value form for my current vehicle, put in all the information on that. And then the next step that I was prompted with was contact information to have a dealership reach out to see if they have one that is spec'd out the same, or if not, they can order one to those specifications and receive my trade-in and give me a quote on my trade-in.
Did you hear from a dealership? How long did it take? And was it the vehicle that you built?
So I heard from the dealership almost instantaneously. Upon hitting complete, Tier 1 sent an email immediately. About 30 minutes later, I received an email from a local dealership later in the day, I received a text message from a local dealership. And then this morning I received a phone call and voicemail from that same dealership from a sales rep. They said they have many AT4s on the lot. Not sure if they meet the exact same specs and colors. And they said they have the best trade-in pricing guaranteed, which I'm sure is a lie.
Okay, so was it all the same dealership that you heard from? It was only one dealership?
Only one dealership, yep.
The closest one to you or no?
No, about an hour away. The closest one's only 10 minutes away.
That's interesting. Okay, so the first communication was email or text, you said?
Email.
Could you read us the email?
Yeah.
I need to know about the punctuation, the quality of punctuation and sentence structure as well.
So the first email was from Car and Driver, which is a shopping tool of GM. It says trade value at shoppingtools.gm.com. And it gives my estimated trade in value for my current vehicle.
Okay.
Then the next email was from a sales representative.
Was it from Car and Driver?
Yeah.
They must purchase those leads from GM. Or they have some kind of partnership or something?
I guess so, yeah.
That's all your car's worth?
I think that's a lie. It's pretty much brand new.
Yeah.
If that's true, then depreciation is killing me.
And what was the next communique?
The next one was...
That's short for communication. For the people who are very busy like me and don't have time to use the whole word, I shorten it. Communique.
That's what happens when you have a lot of responsibility. You don't have time for
full
words. So this came directly from sales rep at the dealership an hour and 56 minutes after the lead was submitted. And it was on a Sunday. So I guess the guy was working.
What time though? Probably open till 5-ish or...
2:56 p.m. Eastern time, the most superior time.
Are dealers on the island open late on Sundays, typically?
I would say probably 4 o'clock, yeah.
Okay.
So this is what he wrote. Hi, John. Thank you for your inquiry on a new Sierra, as we sincerely appreciate the opportunity to earn your business. With new inventory arriving daily and us paying top dollar in all capitals for trade-in vehicles, you couldn't have picked a better time to be in the market. With that being said, what day would be good for us to get together and take one for a test drive? Respectfully, sales representative's name.
Okay.
So a generic copy and paste it, and they just changed the model.
Well, that's probably like a preset template in their CRM. In the email address, does it say what CRM it is? Can you tell what's the email address? You could say the store's name, I suppose. It doesn't.
So it's from @driveriverheadford.com. So the Ford dealership must be owned by the GM or vice versa.
Oh, it must be part of a group or something.
Yeah, because the email address is driveriverheadford.com, but the guy's email signature is riverheadgmc.
What was the next communication from them?
Next communication was a text message that I received. Let's see.
What do you like better, hearing from the dealer? The text or the email?
I think the text is easier. More likely to get me to respond. Just looking at it more frequently.
That's your generation.
Due to my celebrity status, it's going to take me a minute. I get so many text messages on a daily basis.
Yeah, okay.
So the text message came today at 7:39 a.m. It said, John, this is...
That's early. Text message is 7:40?
Yeah, I was not awake, to be honest.
No, you sleep in. You don't wake up to have your milk and cereal until around 9. I notice you don't come to work till around 10, but whatever. We'll talk about it in your next one-on-one. So
that'll be my quarterly performance
report. Yes, we'll be discussing. Don't worry.
So, John, this is salesman from Riverhead GMC. Is it okay to text you, ? Reply yes to confirm. Or reply stop at any time to end. Message and data rates may apply.
All right, so that's through their CRM or whatever their text service is. What did you text back?
No.
Have you had any communication back? Or you're just blowing them off so far?
No, I'm just completely ignoring them, yeah.
I'm going to need you to go in for an appointment, though, and test drive this vehicle. We're taking this to the limit.
I mean, do I get off the park that day to do that?
I once put a deposit down on a Rivian for this podcast.
That's true. I remember that.
But I got refunded the money because I'm not going to buy a Rivian. I don't have $80,000 sitting around to just buy an electric vehicle. But
plus, electric cars are a hoax anyway. So
Okay. All right. Easy there. So, okay. So hopefully now you're in market, right? The dealer's got your information and you're going to keep hearing from them. How's the voicemail? The voicemail was fine.
Yeah. I could read you the transcript. It was pretty quick. It was the same guy that sent me the text message. He just said, "Hey, this is so-and-so from Riverhead GMC. See, you're interested in a Sierra 2500. You can give me a call here at the dealership. Here's the phone number. Here's my extension. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye or stop in."
All right. So the next question is, have you started receiving media about the vehicle that you put your lead in for?
So I have not received media for that specific model or make vehicle, but I have started receiving automotive display ads, which I have never previously received. So on weather.com, New York Post, and an array of other publishers, I've started receiving this morning almost exclusively automotive display banners.
You know, if I knew you read the New York Post, I may not have hired you.
I don't actually read anything. I just went there because I knew they have display banners.
All right. I prefer my people to read the Times.
Well, that one you have to pay for.
So it has bigger words in it. Okay, so they weren't for the vehicle or the dealership that that is talking to you, but what were they for? Other, like, what manufacturers?
It was for the Jeep pickup truck, the Gladiator.
Is the Gladiator even similar to the 2500, though?
Nah, I mean, it's not even a half-ton truck. I guess it would be like a quarter ton. It's not even a full-size pickup.
What, the Gladiator?
Yeah.
Yeah, the bed's like 4 feet or 5.5 feet or something, isn't it?
Yeah, it's not. It's not
the bed's, what's the bed size on the Sierra 2500 AT4?
6'6".
Yeah,
they're a short box. If you get a long box, it's 8 feet.
I mean, to me, those are two different pickup trucks. The Gladiator is more of a, like, fun, like, hey, I like my Wrangler. I want to have fun, but I need a pickup. It'll be cool. They look cool. But you're not, like, hauling Mason bricks. Mason bricks even a thing? I don't do manual labor. You're not hauling concrete bags to the work site in your Gladiator, probably. But no. in your Sierra, maybe you are.
And it's also gas, the Gladiator. What? The one I spec'd was diesel.
Oh.
But something must have triggered that, because I previously, you know, being cognizant of the ads I receive due to our roles here at Silverback, I never receive automotive ads.
Which is crazy, because we're on automotive websites all the time. So why aren't you in market for automotive constantly? All I receive is ads. All I get anywhere in anything, whether it's Meta or display, is almost exclusively car ads and dog related things, because I just got a puppy and researched it for like 6 months. So I don't understand how you don't see car ads on a regular basis.
I don't know, but I don't. And now this morning I got the Gladiator ad, and then I got an ad for a Mercedes SUV, which makes no sense because, you know, obviously that's not comparable to a Sierra.
Yeah. The Gladiator ad, I could see maybe, like, it's a pickup. It's American made.
So I have a theory.
CDJR stores near you, I'm sure. Yeah, what's your theory?
I think that the Car and Driver trade-in value form that is embedded into the GM Tier 1 website must have taken that data that I'm in market to sell my current vehicle and sold that to other OEMs, and that triggered them knowing that my digital identifier is now in market for a new vehicle because I have interest in getting my current vehicle appraised, and they're trying to conquest me from whatever make I currently had.
It's a Ram. It's not a secret. It's a Ram.
It's a Ram 1500 Laramie.
Yeah.
Sport.
I'm just going to post your license plate number and cell phone number here in a second in the captions. So maybe that's why you got the CDJR ad. Like, hey, he's thinking of defecting. He's going to defect for a pickup. Let's serve him our pickup.
Yeah.
Not the same, but clearly you like CDJR, so maybe it keeps you in the family.
Yeah.
Why haven't you seen another Ram ad, though?
I don't know. Haven't seen a Ram ad yet. You would think if it was really working, I should receive a Ram 2500 ad to say that, you know, the Cummins is better than the Duramax, you know, try to conquest that way.
I thought Duramax was those fake fireplace logs that you get and you light them and they...
That's a Duraflame.
Oh, that's a Duramax once. I think the Rams nicer than the GM, by the way, just going by looks. I like the way the Rams look.
I personally would never buy anything other than a Ram. I'm a loyal CDJR shopper.
All right. So I need you to go ahead and keep track of this journey as it moves on. I'm specifically interested in, I'm going to need you to respond to this guy via email or text or something. I don't want you to lie to the guy though and lead him on either. I do feel bad about that.
This is kind of similar to the situation I feel like where you wanted the person that didn't hold the door for you to scrape their knee and it sting, but not cause severe injury. Like, we lead him on a little bit, but don't totally break his heart.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't want to like waste the guy's time, you know, right, on a Saturday. I don't want you to go in there and test drive a car and waste his 3 hours of his day. So he doesn't hit his, his target and then miss his bonus that month. And then the guy can't afford his rent. I don't want you to do that. But I want to see where we hit the friction in the process though, you know? So I just did an episode. I know everyone here probably heard it already because, you know, it's blowing up all over the internet. But I just did an episode about I had to call the Jeep dealership where I got my Jeep to talk about my options for when my lease is up. And I was dreading the process, like most people probably do when they have to car shop, because no one wants to car shop. And as it turns out, my lease isn't up until 2025. I had the wrong year. I don't know how that was possible. So it didn't really matter. But I wanted, but there was no friction in the process when I did it. Like, the dealer got back to me and I left a message with the receptionist. And I was like, I'm never going to hear back from anybody. Because in my experience, I've worked in places where that would happen, that no one's calling you back. The dude called me back like within 2 hours and it was the same sales guy. And he was all chipper and happy. And oh, I remember you. Even if he doesn't, that's nice of him to say, you know?
Well, he probably did, being your celebrity.
But. Yeah, I mean, I signed autographs at the dealership, you know, before I took delivery of my Jeep, but whatever. But we need to keep track of this process. And I also need you to log all the advertising you are served, complete with notes and screenshots, over the next 72 to 98 hours. 78 to 94 hours.
72 to 96, I believe, would be
all good. Right. Well, I'm not good at math. 72 to 96 hours. Keep track of all those things, and then we will record a episode on Wednesday.
You know, the flip side of not wanting to waste the guy's time is you never know what could turn into a sale, even if it's a bogus lead. What if I went there with the intention of just wasting his time, got in it, and just was enamored with the quality of the two-tone leather and the new 18-inch horizontal screen, and they said, we're going to give you a ridiculous amount for your vehicle that you don't owe much on, and next thing you know, on Wednesday, I'm going there with the keys, and I'm recording the episode from my new Sierra.
Yeah. Well, you're not good with money, so I could see you being tricked into buying it. Whenever I talk to you about money, your advice is always spend it.
Well, I'm very good at spending other people's money. I like to get you to spend money. I keep my own money. You know,
you do a good job with that.
Yeah.
Thank you. All right. So we'll keep track of this process. Continuing on, before we wrap up here, I'm assuming you watched the CMT Awards last night.
I most certainly did.
Did you watch on cable or streaming television?
I started on cable, but then after chatting with my boss, Sir Wilson.
Thank you.
I know he likes being
referred. I would like everyone to refer to me as Sir Wilson, please, from now on.
Yes. Thank you. And I give him a little salute when I see him in person as well.
As you should.
So then I said, you know what? This is stupid. I'm a programmatic guy. I should be watching this on streaming. So I shut off cable and I put it on Paramount Plus.
I find it annoying sometimes if I'm watching streaming television, live sporting event, and I'm talking to somebody who's watching it on cable and they see what's happening like 30 seconds before I see it on streaming because of the delay. Then they ruin a game for me. I hate that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've heard of those situations.
Okay. Yeah. What was the difference in spots? I would imagine it was all national on both cable and live Paramount.
Spots were pretty much the same. The only one that really stuck with me that I actually remember was the Ariat spot. They had a pretty cool spot.
Boots, I saw that one.
Yeah. Country music, boots and beer. It's a pretty good spot. And I saw that on cable and on streaming.
Yeah, I saw that. I was watching on Hulu, on CBS, on Hulu, and I saw that spot. But I assumed it was the national spot. But yeah. I did purchase a pair of Ariat boots for my niece in November or December around the holidays. And so for a second, I thought maybe it was like just a spot because I'm in market or I was on the website. But I agree. The content of the CMT Awards lends itself to an Ariat spot, mostly because 25-year-old females want to buy fancy boots before they go to a country concert so they look the part. They don't actually need boots because they don't work on the farm. But you got to look the part when you go to the concert.
Every mid-20s girl needs a pair of high white cowgirl boots, obviously, before they see Morgan Wallen.
It's like when you go see Brad Paisley here in Connecticut, and all of a sudden, everyone has a nice, shiny pickup truck. And you're like, dude, have you ever carried anything in that? That'd be like me getting a pickup truck. What am I going to put in the back of that thing? I don't do any manual labor. A briefcase full of crackers? Like, what's the point?
Well, you are going to have a 140-pound dog that you could put back there.
That's fair. But she'll fit in the back of my Jeep with the third row down, and she should be okay.
Yeah.
All right, Mr. Costanza, we need to keep track of your car buying process and do another podcast about it soon. Do you have anything else to add before we wrap up? Are you going to be watching the eclipse today?
Most certainly we'll be watching the eclipse.
Have you requested any PTO time for this eclipse viewing, or will you be on Teams and available to answer my questions at a moment's notice?
Matt, even a natural seismic event like the eclipse would never prevent me from my programmatic duties. I will be looking with one eye at Teams, one eye at the eclipse, and getting work done and optimizing campaigns at all times for our clients, even while viewing this once in a lifetime event.
I mean, you did work through the earthquake.
That's true. I said no PTSD, no fear. The house is rattling. All I was concerned about was optimizing campaigns.
Thank you, John. I appreciate it. I'll talk to you on our next meeting.
Sounds good. Talk to you later.
All right, guys, there you go. The car buying process with John Costanza. We'll go through it and we'll find out what the process is like. And we will also find out what types of ads he receives and what they look like and what media they are on during the process right here on the podcast. Thanks for checking out Mostly Marketing with Matt Wilson.